After years of market speculation, it now seems more likely than ever that Australia's biggest airline, Qantas, will sell part of its valuable frequent flyer program. The chief executive, Jeff Dixon, says Qantas passengers will receive more benefits and the company will hold enough of the program to ensure control. The frequent flyer program could be worth up to $3.5 billion to the airline. But there's more bad news in prospect for passengers. Qantas has warned that if oil reaches $200 a barrel, fares will be considerably higher. Bridget Glanville reports.
The Qantas frequent flyer program is changing. Like its competitor Virgin Blue, Qantas passengers can now use their points to redeem any seat at any time on any available flight. But that's not the only change. Qantas management today told reporters it's possible that 40% of the frequent flyer program will be sold off and floated as a separate company. Jeff Dixon is the chief executive of Qantas.
Under any sale process, it's the frequent flyer program that is being sold. The loyalty content of it, that is the lounges, how we recognise our most important customers, would stay with the airline proper. And we're saying some of the advice we're getting ranges between $2 billion, and I saw the other day someone said $2.5 to $3.5 billion. I think that is something that will, the price will be decided later on, and I don't think I can speculate except to say that's what people think.
Last year, over 3 million seats were flown under the frequent flyer program. Aviation analysts such as Neil Hansford from Strategic Aviation Solutions says the sell-off should benefit both passengers and the airline.
I don't think it's going to have any negative effects. Actually, it'll have quite positive effects because Qantas has got an enormous amount of value tied up in its frequent flyer program. And I don't think people should panic because the chances of people ever using all their miles are certainly not high anyway. And this will put some value into the scheme and allow them to use their miles for things that they require every day.
What's it worth to Qantas?
I would say if you take Air Canada as a guide, their frequent flyer program actually had a better market capitalisation than what the airline had.
Peter Harbison, another aviation consultant, agrees.
I would suspect that in 2 years' time, if it follows Aeroplan, it'll probably be worth twice as much as it is now. It's that valuable. From the company's point of view, because it delivers so much additional value to frequent flyer holders, frequent flyer point holders. It attracts more of them, they use them more, and from the airline's point of view, they actually get to burn these tickets. They don't have these frequent flyer points sitting on their books as a contingent liability, so that's very attractive.
The partial sell-off comes at a time when record oil prices are crippling airlines around the world. Qantas has increased its fares and cancelled some domestic routes. Jeff Dixon says if the oil price reaches $200 a barrel, it will be a very difficult time for the airline.
We've made adjustments to the business from when the fuel was 50, 60, 70, 80. Obviously, the adjustments become much harder when you're getting up to the current levels, and any more will make it indeed much harder. But there's one thing is certain, that I would think you'd have less capacity and considerably, and I mean considerably, higher fares. Otherwise, you would not be able to operate. So there is little doubt that the more oil goes up, the more people will pay to travel, and particularly the more they'll pay to travel with airlines. And that won't be just Qantas, that will be everybody.
The rising price of oil isn't the only headache for Qantas management. Its engineers have been on strike over pay and conditions. A meeting is being held tomorrow between Qantas and the unions. But today, Jeff Dixon wouldn't comment as to whether or not the airline will give in to the union's demands.
Bridget Glanville.